In the first part of this clip, Mr. Percy Rainbird, who was born in 1903, tells of German planes flying over Chelmsford during the First World War. In the second extract, Mr. Marcus Knight, who was born in 1929, describes a V-2 rocket hitting the Hoffman's ball bearing factory in 1944.
Still remember it was when 40 odd planes come over Chelmsford, and they were so low you could near enough discern the pilots in the planes that were coming to attack London. That was before there was any Irish balloons or anything like that about, but people just stood out the street there and looking at them, and they didn't take a bit of notice, as though they were, you know, didn't dream of having bombs on them. But there was just over 40 of them, and everybody stood in the streets just watching them going over, you know. They were low. I've never seen, well, very rarely you see planes as low as that nowadays. They're not allowed to fly so low, but of course there was no guns or nothing to make them keep higher, or they were just on the way to London, and I don't think there was many of them actually come back again.
My father was the local street man for fire watching, and I was ever so glad to get involved in that and help him with the paperwork and dash around every night to whoever was on duty to give them the whistle and the record book and things like that. It was quite exciting. I remember when we had the one and only air raid on Chelmsford in whenever it was, somebody else will tell you the dates, and I can remember going to school the morning after and looking for signs of damage, and in particular I remember going along New Street, and forever after, until it was pulled down, the Archer Suet factory, which got burned down next to the railway, was a near miss for the railway track actually. It smelt of burnt fat, and that smell lingered for years and years and years.
Several of the other factories got hit, did they not?
Yes.
Hoffman's get hit?
No, Hoffman's... No, the real problem at Hoffman's didn't happen until Christmas Eve 1944, I think, when a V-2 rocket landed there, completely unannounced, of course. And there were a large number of casualties.
Can you remember that? I mean, not the necessary landing, but the aftermath of it?
No, because people didn't make much fuss about it. I can remember that that there was a, you know, a bit in the Essex Chronicle. But apart from that, I don't remember hearing much about it, because my parents discouraged me from going around sightseeing and getting in the way where I wasn't wanted, and it happened more or less in the middle of the factory, so there wasn't much to see from the outside anyway.
Mm.
But it was quite interesting to read in the newspapers when they pulled the factory down a year or two back to build the university, that they found fragments of the rocket shrapnel and things like that in the roof rafters and in the roof space where they'd been there ever since.